This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
David Allen, Chris Walton in the next title studio. Todd with 1D pushing all the buttons. 8:39 now. My favorite Democrat in the legislature is on the phone with us from District 19, Senator Sherrie Buckner-Webb. Good morning. How are you?
You sweet talker. Good morning, David. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sherrie. How are you?
You know how to make my day.
That's what I want to start a Monday, always on the best note.
Thanks.
Sherrie, obviously, you've been in a lot for, you know, the legislative session here on the station, and it's always, hey, they want to do this, or hey, they want to do that, or we want to do this. This seems, what's happening today with the Democrats in drafting a letter to Secretary of State Lawrence Denny, this seems like something everybody can get on board for and everybody can get behind. Tell us a little bit about it.
I think that's absolutely true. I think, first of all, for those who don't understand, the Federal Election Committee has made a request that I feel to be an unjustified invasion of Idaho state's rights to all the states, a massive invasion of our privacy and a huge federal government overreach. They're asking for tons of information about our citizens. I mean, lots of personal information, your date of birth, your Social Security number, criminal record, voting record for the last 10 years, party affiliation, more and more and more. And they want to collect it and put it in a central repository in Washington, D.C. Yet they have not disclosed for how long they'll hold it, for what purpose it'll be used. Is it to support or penalize our citizens? How long will they retain the information? The issue just will resonate with Idahoans. Idahoans are independent people. We feel like we've been handling our business very well with regard to voting information, et cetera, and it's just an overreach. So, as a result of all this request, the Democratic leadership and Democratic Party in our state has drafted a letter to Secretary of State Denny. And we're saying this is not a good thing. There's too much that is unknown. There's too much that is at risk, and we're asking him not to comply with that request.
Do you see this as a partisan issue? Because it occurs to me that really,
not at all.
Yeah, it occurs to me that really there isn't any party in the United States that would think this is a terrific idea.
I can't imagine. I've got to tell you, this caught me totally off guard, and I thought, how interesting they're doing that during the 4th of July. Ha ha. Interesting. Freedom, and then let's go take everything we know about you and lock it away in a central location and not tell you what we're going to do with it.
Well, and Sherrie, that's what I was going to say. That's the thing that struck me the most when I heard about this, is that they're not telling any of the states, here's what we're going to do with this information. And that seems so intrusive and so back shady dealings, and, you know, it's creepy to me.
It's problematic. I've been trying to find good language so when we have this conversation, so I wouldn't use the adjective you just used, creepy. It's problematic. That's as nice as I can put it.
The president seems to be for it. I checked out his tweets over the weekend. And
bless your heart.
Well, yeah, and there was one of them that said, you know, what have you, if you're not for this, what are you trying to hide? And the first thing that popped into my head was, well, maybe I'm under audit.
There are a lot of, I mean, under audit. That's funny. That was
yeah,
good.
I'll
that was
you.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
But I mean, just over and over, not just Idahoans, but Americans, quite frankly, want to know what's happening with their data. We've heard lots of conversations across the United States, across the world, about data being snatched and used and how it's used and what the implications are for our lives. So we need to know what's going on. And I just really urge, along with my colleagues, that the Secretary of State stand up to this federal intrusion of our state. I just think it's really important that we do it. And I think I'm going to see my colleagues on the other side of the aisle come on board, too. But we are making that request immediately and powerfully as we can to the Secretary of State.
So let me ask you real quick from a voter standpoint. I mean, this is obviously great. Democratic Party crafts this letter and the Republicans come on board. Just as me as a regular voter, I need to contact somebody, right? I need to get in touch with my representative and say, hey, make sure you're on this. Make sure none of my stuff gets to Washington, D.C.
That's a great idea. And I also don't think it hurts to tell the Secretary of State, because he's the one that has to agree to the compliance. Yeah.
I did notice that on a list of states this morning, we are still listed as undecided.
Yeah, that's because we haven't responded. We have till middle of July, I believe it is, to respond to that. And that's why we want to get, I think it's July 14th, we want to get to the Secretary of State and ask him not to comply. We need more information before we turn over all of this data about our personal data about our citizens.
What do you think are the chances that he would comply?
You know, my crystal ball doesn't give me the answer. Sometimes I think I've got this so right, then I get surprised. I am hopeful that he will not comply. I am hopeful he will not comply. Half the states in the United States have elected not to. That's across red and blue. That's across the board.
Mississippi's red, and they actually said, go jump in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, I tell you, I thought we had some pristine waterways they might want to consider here. They could drop.
Have you seen anything, just because I haven't heard or seen anything, Cherie, have you seen anything that Washington will withhold federal funds to states who don't comply with this?
I have not seen any threat. I have not seen the threat. I've just read about and seen that the request, actually the demand, as they're trying to compel us to do it, but I haven't heard the what if we don't. I have not heard that.
That might be scarier than the threat itself, the fact that you haven't heard anything. Cherie,
so
well, thanks.
Step up. Contact your legislators, contact the Secretary of State, deluge them with information that says my information is private, and good job, Democrats.
Very good. Thanks, Cherie. Thanks. We appreciate you being on this morning, and thanks a lot for the information. And like you say, this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. This is an
Absolutely
Idahoan
not.
Thing, and it's a safety issue, and it's a, hey, it's my business, none of your business.
That's true. Thanks for giving us the opportunity, David and Chris. It's always great to talk to you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Some of this stuff, obviously, you know, my first name, my middle name, all that stuff is well known because obviously
sure.
I get paid. But my political party is nobody's business. Who I voted for since 2006, that's why it's nobody's business.
Or, to be fair, whether you did.
Yeah, or whether I did or not. Exactly. None of that's that's frightening to me. That's frightening to me. So good job by every if we can get all the Republicans on board. And let's just as a state say, no, not going to happen. 845 now at 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
850, David Allen, Chris Walton here with you. This portion of the show brought to you by CWI. Summer is a great time to change your career. Todd, this is for you. If this applies to you, check out CWI's truck driving program. I'm not letting you know anything. I'm just saying. Excitement is out there. You just have to go out and grab it. Call CWI at 562-2050. Or see them online at cwidaho.cc. Let's head to the phones now. John and Eagle. John, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you?
Good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend.
To you too, sir. Thank you.
I'm glad that you brought this up. I had no idea about this compliance with what is it now again?
Hang on.
With the Information Act?
The exact phrase is the Federal Election Integrity Commission.
They've demanded to all 50 states, or have requested at least, that they turn over as much personal information about voters as possible.
And 20 states have already rejected or pushed back against the commission.
I'm all for that. I don't see the downside. There was 3 to 18 million illegal aliens supposedly voted for Donald Trump, and that's how he got elected. I think we need to dive into this and find out, you know, where these people are and weed out the illegal votes. I mean, with all the information that the IRS has.
Now, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say they suspected that illegals voted for Trump.
Well, he didn't get the popular vote. I don't see how he could have won without, you know, getting the popular vote. And I'm thinking that there was some, I'm almost positive there were some illegal aliens in there that voted for him. That's how he got the presidency. So if we can get that track down and eliminate these illegal votes, we could probably flip this on him and get him out of, because he wasn't elected, legitimately. He's not a legitimate president. Hmm.
Well, he won the Electoral College, and that's really all you have to do. You don't have to win the popular vote.
Right, and I think the reason why was because of the popular vote shines a light on what was really going on with the with the voting that they let. He brought in some illegal voters from somewhere, probably Wisconsin-like areas. And we need to get this to the bottom of this and find out who these voters are. I can't see the downside.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
With all the information that IRS has on me,
yeah.
I really don't see what the threat is from a voter, inquisition.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
you
it.
But I will reiterate, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that illegal aliens voted for Donald Trump.
Had a caller.
Because that's one of his things.
That's one of his things that Hillary. That's how Hillary won the popular vote.
He wants them to get out of of the country.
Somebody said, "Does the info include people who have passed on?" It does not, unless it's just current people who are on the rolls now. And usually, when you pass on, you get taken off the voter rolls.
Usually,
and so
one of the things the president has argued in favor of this is that there are a lot of people who are still on the rolls who have passed away, and that he believes that, it would be very easy for somebody to just step up and vote in their stead.
So here's what they're requesting. The full first and last names of all registrants, middle names or initials, addresses, dates of birth, political party, the last four digits of your Social Security number, voter history from 2006 onward, active inactive status, canceled status, information regarding any felony convictions, information regarding voter registration in another state, information regarding military status, and overseas citizen information. And my biggest problem with all this, I have two. A, federal government intruding in my life, which I'd never like. And two, tell me what you're going to do with it. Don't just tell me you're going to put it in a lockbox somewhere. I need to know what you're going to use this for and whether it's a legitimate excuse or not.
And I'm sure there are people hearing this for the first time, but thinking, doesn't the federal government already have all that information on me anyway?
Well, they have a lot of it, obviously. Your first and last name, your Social Security number.
Now, the state government has things that the federal government doesn't.
Yes, but they certainly don't have your voter
records
and everything and who you voted for. I mean, obviously they have it, but the federal government doesn't specifically say, David Allen voted for Krusty the Clown.
And to some people, when you say they, meaning, any government, be it city government or county, state, or federal, to them, they is all the same. It's just government.
Yeah.
And if one of them has it, then they all have it.
I think if the state has it, they don't have to share it with the feds, right?
I think that's exactly what's going on here. Yeah,
and I don't want the federal government in my life.
That they are refusing to do so.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Like you say, Mississippi told them to go jump in the Gulf of Mexico.
Literally, that's what the guy said.
And 20 states have said no, we're not doing this. Or you've got to give us more information. You just can't send this request. I mean, that'd be like,
we're not going to give you more information until you give us more information.
It's like all those emails I got from Nigerian princes saying they had millions of dollars for me. All I had to do was this.
Yeah.
Well, I did none of that. So I didn't get my Nigerian prince money, but I also didn't lose out on $500 or $1,500 by sending them a down payment on it.
Also a very good point.
Yeah, so it's a win-win for me.
Well, the first thing that just popped into my head when I heard this the other day is, anytime all of a sudden the federal government telling you that they want to consolidate more of what's going on, that's when I start to cringe.
Yeah, I do raise an eyebrow. All right, let's do this. Coming up after the top of the hour, I know a lot of times we talk about the ridiculousness of politics and the sadness and horror of terrorism and everything, but tomorrow's the 4th of July, and Chris and I really don't want to do that today. So let's talk about what's actually good in America.
Yeah.
Or what's great in America.
What is your favorite thing about America? What is it that makes us different from everybody else? And why do you like it?
336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. #670 on your Verizon Wireless. National news comes up next. You're listening to 670 KBOI.
This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show. 907, David Allen, Chris Walton with you. The final hour of the day for us. We are off tomorrow. We will be back on Wednesday. Paul J. returns on Thursday. So tomorrow being Independence Day, our Brexit, so to speak, 241 years worth of Brexit.
That's a good point. We did.
Yeah.
Well, a little different because we broke off from Britain.
Yes.
Whereas Brexit is actually Britain breaking off from the European Union, but a little bit. It's fairly similar.
America exit? America exit? America exit? I can't think of it. Anyway, we want to talk this hour about the things that make this country great. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, or #670 on your Verizon Wireless. Tell us your impression of the things that make this country great. Chris and I will give you ours here to start out with.
Not a problem.
The first one I've always said, I love the election process in this country, whether you participate or don't participate. And the reason I love it is that every 4 years or 2 years or 6 years, depending on what, you know, what level of government you're talking about. But if you're talking about president, every 4 years, you got the chance to change it.
Yeah.
You've got the chance to change it. And there's no tanks rolling down the street when you do, you know, and you can be frustrated by Obama or you can be frustrated by Trump. But the minute he takes office, you think to yourself, we've got to gear ourselves up to get rid of him in 4 years. It's not like, well, now that he's there for good. You know, Kim Jong-un gets 99% of the vote and he's going to be there till he dies. And then he'll just pass it on to somebody else in the family who's just as crazy. And this is a situation where, you know, when Obama was elected, Republicans had 4 years to get their act together.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And so he won again. But at least they had the chance. At least they had the chance to do it. And so I love the political process and how the people who participate or don't, because whether you participate or don't participate doesn't really matter to me. Because everybody, whether you vote or not, everybody participates in the process because you're here and you talk to people about it or you hear about it or you read about it or you think of, you know, hey, what my life is going to be like under.
Or if you want, you ignore it.
Or you ignore it completely. Yeah. Exactly. And just go about your business thinking whoever's president doesn't really affect me that much.
Yeah.
Which I think is short-sighted, but it's not the worst thing in the world. It's just not.
Yeah.
Now, your wife, Debbie, will have this same feeling because I was very young at the time, but I remember living in Turkey, and even though we lived on an Air Force base, we went obviously out into the country.
Yeah.
And
she was raised in an Army family.
So she moved everywhere too.
Exactly.
And what you realize when you're out of this country is how great this country is. You forget, you don't forget, you just, and you don't get spoiled by it. But when you're here every day and you don't, you know, maybe you go to someplace for vacation, but until you literally live there, and we lived in Turkey for 2 years, and you see how other people live and the things that we take for granted here are such necessities in so many other countries.
And they don't have them.
And they don't have them. And you think to yourself, you know, you read a story about, oh, well, these people average, you know, $30 a month for salary.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, a dollar a day? A dollar a day? But that's what they live on because that's what they know. But holy smokes, when you live in another country, you realize really quickly why people want to come to this country. You know, I don't see a whole bunch of people wanting to go to Albania to live. You know, and I don't know why I always pick on Albania, but I had to do a report on them in college. And
well, that's probably why.
Their gross domestic product is not that high, and it's kind of a dark, dank, dreary country. But there's a reason people come here, and it's because of all the freedoms and the election process and the ability to go to Winco or Kroger or Alpha Beta or Safeway or wherever you want to go to buy your food.
Or Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. Or to go to the farmer's market and buy it,
yeah,
too. And I just think that kind of stuff is great about this country and shouldn't be overlooked. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree with what you said, obviously, but my answer was going to be fairly simple. Rights and freedom.
Yeah.
Rights and freedom are not something you have everywhere.
Mm-mm.
And they were actually a reasonably unknown concept at the time that the United States came up with them. And yes, the degree the degree of your freedom has changed over time. There are some people that say, we have so much less freedom than we used to. The degree of your rights has changed over time, but they still exist. You still have the Bill of Rights. You still have the right to disagree and to say so.
Mm-hmm.
You still have we have the right to argue about things.
Yes.
We have the right to be heard or not be heard. It doesn't matter. I mean, we have the, and it's like you just said, we have the right to vote about what we do or don't want. And if you don't feel like voting, you don't have to.
No.
I mean, there really isn't much of anything in this country that is, I'm going to amend that already because we do have some things that are compulsory. For instance, you do have to pay taxes and, mm-hmm. You do have to have some sort of education. And to a certain number of people, that's another infringement on freedoms. However, compared to most other places, we have an amazing amount of freedom.
Yep.
And we have a Bill of Rights that now the Bill of Rights has never been amended.
Never.
1 through 10.
Yep.
There have been there are 27 total amendments, but 1 through 10 have never been taken away. As far as I know, well, people talk about number 2 all the time, which is the Second Amendment, obviously,
yes.
Is the right to bear arms, and you know, different interpretations of that. But so far, we still have that, and we still have the right to the freedom of speech. We have the freedom of the press, and you have the right to believe or not believe what's in the press and what other people tell you. You have the right to protest about things if you don't like them. You have the right to complain, obviously,
mm-hmm.
And you have the right to an opinion. We have freedom of thought. For the most part, unless you know, as a community, we've agreed to censor something.
Sure.
Which I'm generally not for. There are plenty of things I don't care for, and yet people still have the right to do them if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather have things that exist that I don't like than have a whole bunch of people telling us, you know, well, you're not allowed to do any of this stuff.
Yes.
I just like the fact that in America, you're supposed to be able to do basically what you want to do. Now, with that comes an awful lot of responsibility, obviously.
Yep.
We do have a responsibility to live with other people, to act as a society. On the other hand, we also have, not only the opportunity, but the responsibility to decide how to shape that society
mm-hmm.
in the way that we want to. But you have freedom here to do what you want to do, to be who you want to be, to live like you want to live.
Yeah, if you want to be a nudist in your house, knock yourself out. Nobody's going to stop you from doing
However,
that.
Most of the in most of our places, we have decided that we're not completely for, you know, outdoor nudity.
No, but if in your house, if you the minute yeah. you come home, if you want to get naked and cook spaghetti or whatever, you're knock yourself out. Yeah, nobody's going to raise an eyebrow.
See, I'm one of those guys that even closes the bathroom door when I'm home alone. So that's not me.
No, that's not you.
No.
I think it's a great country, and I think we and again I'll say it. I think we sometimes get, and I'm saying spoiled, because you know you say correctly. Rich calls in a lot of times, and mm-hmm. he might be listening right now, and he knows that he and I agree on practically nothing. But I love the fact that Rich calls in.
Sure.
And voices his opinion, and I can disagree with him, and he disagrees with you and me,
yeah.
and we just go at it. And then at the end of the call, I say, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And you can't overlook the simplicity of that.
My entire life, I don't think I've ever met a single person that I agreed with 100% on anything.
No. I would hate it. I would hate if I agreed with anybody 100% yeah. of the time.
It's one of the reasons I never went on Match.com.
That's why I never dated myself.
Exactly.
336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on your Verizon Wireless. We'll take more of your calls. We'll take any of your calls next. You're listening to 670 KBOI. It's 916.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
921 now at 670 KBOI. David and Chris with you. KBOI rewards code, independence. INDEPENDENCE, independence. That is KBOI rewards code. If you go to KBOI.com, enter that keyword, you'll get your 5,000 reward points and a true signed copy of the Declaration of Independence.
Really?
At least half of that's right. 921, let's go back to the phones, 336-3700. Scotty in Middleton, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. This, sir, is the greatest country in the world. No, I'm telling you. The only thing wrong in this country that a lot of people don't like, they've got to work. A four-letter word, W-O-R-K. If you work and work hard, irrespective of what the job is, you can always get yourself out of it with a wee bit of training or a wee bit of education. It's the greatest country in the world, sir. This country has done more for me, and I fought for my country back in the 50s. This country has done more for me, sir, than what my own country has done for me. I was brought up, I'm going to be truthful with you, I was brought up in the slums. And I always had that ambition. I'm going to work myself out of this and go somewhere else. The reason why I came to America was when I was in the military, we held maneuvers with the Americans, Marines, and we captured four of them. And I'm telling you, sir, that the food that they had in their emergency, it was unbelievable. Eggs, bacon. I mean, you mentioned it, they had it. Mm-hmm. And all we had was a tin of corned mutton and hardtack. And the hardtack, believe you me, if it ever rolled off the table, it would break your leg. You could hardly eat the stuff. But this country, this is a great country. And what's happening in your country, you're getting people that have never been outside the country. They couldn't tell you the conditions in Timbuktu because they've never been anywhere else. And they seem to think, this is the people that I see growing up, they're coming with their hands out. And why have they got their hands out? Now, they're talking about this health scheme. I came into this country, sir, the first thing I was told, get insurance. I got insurance, and by Jove, I was happy that I received it. I paid for it. Other people, they don't insurance. Oh, hey, that's nothing, you know. But this country, sir, even look at the man you've got as a president just now. His mother came from very, very humble beginnings. Over on one of the islands, the island of Lewis. If you've seen the way people had to live over there at that time, they had to go out in the summertime and cut what they call, you know, the peat. They had to cut the peat to warm themselves up. And here, this woman from the humble beginnings in Scotland, she raised a son who became the president of the United States. And believe you me, he is the right man. The over in the United Kingdom just now, they've got a guy over there, Corbyn, and his ideas are loopy. In fact, it put me in mind of this guy, Bernie, I forget his name, that was running for president also.
Bernie Sanders.
They're both democratic socialists, basically. They believe the government should guarantee more things for people.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
To a certain
that's
extent.
That's not the way it should be, my friend. If you want something, you go and you work for it. You don't hold your hand out and say, hey, I need it.
Yeah, and that's one of the fundamental things.
Scotty, thanks for the call.
Yeah, Scotty, thank you. That's one of the fundamental things that people argue the most about right now. You know, is whether or not we are still a place where you set your goals and you work for what you want, and then you have the ability to have what it is that you want and keep it.
I have an opinion about that.
Well, I mean, there are other people that
sure
that they say, well, you know, on the other hand, let's you know make sure everybody's okay. Well, some you know. Again, that's a fundamental difference between people sometimes.
Yeah, I will tell you the fundamental problem with this country, even though it's going to come out as a good thing, but the fundamental problem or difference from when you and I were growing up. It's 9:26. News with Ron is next on 670 KBOI.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show. David and Chris with you. This portion of the program sponsored by Jackson's Country Stomp. You're not going to want to miss the biggest country show of the summer. Fourth annual Jackson's Country Stomp is going to be on Friday, August 4th at the Ford Idaho Center Amphitheater. Jake Owen is your headliner with Cassidy Pope, Neil McCoy, and Drake White. Get your tickets for this huge show at any Jackson's or at ictickets.com.
You have some instant messages.
All right.
To check here. Jay of Meridian said, we started out about an hour ago talking about the new request for information. It's the Federal Election Integrity Commission wants all of the states to turn over a great deal more personal information about people and their voting habits and things like that.
Sure.
Jay of Meridian said the commission is seeking the info for a good purpose, but certain state privacy laws will prevent the states from complying, and I am all in favor of that. As to one of the previous callers, we do not have a national election for president. We have 50 separate state elections on the same day. The electoral vote makes the total popular vote irrelevant, except for giving a talking point to sore losers. That's interesting.
On either side. And the thing is that, you know, he said it's all going to be for a good cause. Well, tell us what it is then. If gathering up all the information is for a good cause.
Because we want to.
Because I want to know the answer.
Wayne from Cheney says, morning, gents. Our friend John needs to get a grip and come back into reality. Contrary to his jabbering, Donald Trump is our president, and he was legally elected and is legitimate. I'm afraid that it's people with opinions like this that are keeping us from moving forward. In reference to the gathering of election data, put up the good fight and keep this information at state level. Elections are state orchestrated, and the lack of central control is what makes our system more secure. I recall that President Obama tried to have the election process reclassified as infrastructure. This would have centralized the process, controls, and security. Bad idea.
Really bad idea. The system might not be perfect, but it's the best one there is.
Patrick of Caldwell says, morning, guys. We still have a secret ballot, so the state doesn't know for whom you voted, only which party you are registered with. I hate to say it, but the Nazi Party began their reign of horror by making lists based on religion and party affiliation. I say, tell them to go pound sand. Glad you put it that way, based on the ways you could have put it.
Yeah.
I'm on the voter rolls because I bought a house, not because I registered with a party. How long will it take for someone to hack that system and gain access to all of that information? According to the hackers certain journalists asked over the weekend, not long.
They were like, what time is it?
Yeah, exactly.
What time would you like the info? That's when we can have it to you.
We can have it to you by lunch.
Exactly.
And we've already eaten breakfast. Boise Rabble Rouser says, guys, one of the many problems with Trump under the heading of egomaniac is his inability to accept that Hillary won the popular vote by almost 3 million votes. Therefore, he has, without supporting evidence, claimed that 3 million illegal votes were cast. And then he appointed Pence and a lackey from Kansas to launch a taxpayer-funded investigation committee. And I'll an aside here, the funny thing about Kansas was that the guy from Kansas was the one who came up with this idea.
Yes.
About, you know, centralizing the information.
Yep.
And according to Kansas state law, he can't even do that himself.
Wow.
Okay. What have they uncovered that states have not been wasting money slavishly updated voter rolls, slavingly, I guess, updating voter rolls as people moved or died? It's still legal to die and move. There is no evidence of even minor fraud of the scope Trump claims. His boundless ego must be fed, and it eats crap. Okay, there we go.
Well, here's the thing.
Much like a mushroom, apparently.
It's a huge ego on either side because there's really no evidence, hard factual evidence, that Russia did anything to steal votes or take votes away from Hillary either. So both sides are full of it, and let's just get over it and move on. It's July 3rd, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to you as you get older that you find out that there are more and more people, a larger percentage of people than it seemed, at least when you were young, that really don't know what they're talking about most of the time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not accepting myself from that either. I mean,
I'm sure there are times that I'm completely off base.
Exactly.
And I'm okay with that because the thing I like is in this job is that if you're completely off base, people will call and say, well, that's not actually true. Yeah, and X, Y, and Z happened. And you're like,
and obviously,
all right,
and obviously
stand corrected.
That's the point. I mean, if you hear someone call this program and say something that you don't think is true, a lot of times all we get a letter from you saying you shouldn't have let that person on. Well, that's not really the point of this. The point of this would be for you to have the next call and for you to say, now, as I understand it, this is the real information.
Yeah.
Which we often appreciate because, as it turns out, we don't have time to know everything.
We try. We try to keep up to date on most everything. But, yeah, there's no way we can know everything.
But and clearly nobody does.
Yeah. To go back to Scotty's call from last half hour when he was talking about the work ethic, and that's the thing that I think has slipped a little bit in this country. And part of that, so this is a good and bad about it's the same thing. It's good and bad for the country. When you and I were growing up, all the world and national news was 30 minutes. John Chancellor, my parents watched NBC and John Chancellor religiously. Yeah. And that's all the news that we ever knew was going on.
I think we generally had Cronkite on, if any.
From 5 to 5:30, that's all the news that was going on. And that's what you knew until the next day when they told you again. So the internet and the speed of information sharing and gathering has increased exponentially, needless to say.
Right.
And that can be a good thing. It allows people to get more information, know about, shootings and terrorism threats and dangers and all that stuff. That's a good thing. The reason it's hurt, and I think it's hurt the productivity of the country, is phrases like YouTube star and, trying to become a viral video person and trying to get more likes and retweets.
You remember what Andy Warhol is famous for saying?
Yes.
He said that in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes.
And he was right.
And what he meant by that is there will be so many different ways to get famous that it won't be a thing where you accomplish something fantastic and you're famous because of that. Now, we get the word celebrity from the word celebrate. A celebrity was someone who we celebrate for a particular reason. Perhaps, we celebrate like a great athlete because they won a championship and they were very skilled at what they did. So we celebrate that individual. Somebody makes a terrific movie and we celebrate that individual, as a famous person. Somebody is a great war hero. We celebrate that person. And those were celebrities.
Yes.
And now it seems like a celebrity is anybody who gets noticed for anything.
Yes.
And which is why Andy Warhol had a certain, and part of this is just getting older, but I remember when I was a certain age and I could watch an award show and I would know already ahead of time, I would know every single person that was going to be on stage that night.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know like 5% of them.
Yes.
Because so many different people are famous for so many different reasons. And fame, it's kind of a relative thing anyway, because fame doesn't necessarily mean everybody in the world knows who you are.
No.
Anymore.
No, it does not. It used to be.
Everybody knows the Pope. Everybody knows the president. Everybody knew John Glenn and John Wayne and
Muhammad Ali
and all these different people.
Yeah.
But now, if somebody is a YouTube star, I mean, I certainly don't know anything about it.
I have no idea who they are.
When I go to YouTube is when somebody tells me that you have to look this up, and that's about it. I don't go to it for fun.
It's usually a cat video of some kind.
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's there was a time when celebrities were only celebrities for good reasons.
Yes.
Doing something that we would want to celebrate anyway. Like, I don't think that a person who commits crimes and gets their name in the paper is a celebrity.
Should not be, no.
They may be a person whose name people know, but we don't celebrate that.
No.
We don't like the fact that they did that.
And
or at least we didn't used to.
Yeah.
And it used to be in order to be skilled at something that would turn you into a celebrity, you had to work hard at it for a long period of time. I still think that's a great thing. I don't mind if somebody just happens to come up with a great idea once in a while.
Sure.
That's good, too. But I don't know. And a lot of people call this, just being rewarded now for existing.
Mm-hmm.
I like a positive image, but I think a positive image comes from accomplishing things.
You should have skins on the wall before you're named a celebrity, no matter what it is, whether sports, writing, acting, whatever. You should have some skins on the wall, and it shouldn't be because you made a sex tape And
yeah, it should never be for that. Yeah. That should not be celebrated.
And you have a show on TV. And again, you have 100 million followers on Twitter. None of those things make you famous. Mm-hmm. It's not something to be celebrated. And it's incredibly frustrating. And I think it's hurt the work ethic of the country.
On the other hand, if you've written a wonderful book, if you have studied something for your whole life and come out with something that benefits everyone, all of these things can certainly be celebrated and should. That's generally why we have things like Nobel Prizes and Pulitzer Prizes and whatnot.
You talk to musical artists from back in the day, and I'm talking 70s and 80s, who say, you know, the business just isn't the same as it used to be because you can't work hard at your craft and get good at it. And you can't go and talk, and radio has changed. You can't go talk to program directors every day and say, hey, you know, here's my song. Can you play it?
Yeah.
It's because so many conglomerates own so many stations that they'll tell you what you're playing and who's famous and who's not famous.
And one of the best examples of that is a few days ago, a radio station in Los Angeles, they have what they call a talent scout, but it's their it's their new music director.
Yep.
And this individual sent out a letter because she had discovered somebody on YouTube and thought that they would probably, you know, be able to be played on the radio station and that their music was good. And she requested an MP3 from it. Well, it was Annie Lennox.
Yeah, who's only been around since the late 70s.
And this individual had no idea that Annie Lennox, I mean, Annie Lennox has already been knighted by the Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't even want to take her Eurythmics stuff, just her solo stuff, she's a huge star.
Exactly. But you've got, in a lot of different industries, you have people running things who aren't there because of the amount of time they've put in already.
Yeah, I think it hurts the work ethic. 9:48 now at 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
Where you can't cool off is my house because I do like it warm in there, so... And now that I don't have a dog, I don't have to worry about it. I used to keep the temperature really low for her. But like yesterday, it was 80 degrees. What do I care? I was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Got a couple of instances.
Sure.
Anne of Boise says, old quote, the progression of a republic is akin to the sound of wooden sabots. Okay, those are wooden shoes, like, you know, the Netherlands. Ascending the stairs and the whisper of silken-clad slippers descending. There we go. It's very loud going up, and it's very quiet.
Very quiet going down,
going away. And she writes, "Good show, thanks, and I appreciate that."
Thank you.
And let's see, Jesse of Nampa says, "Remember when Mika said that Lincoln was her favorite founding father?" She said this while making fun of Sarah Palin. Yeah, Lincoln, as I've pointed out before, wasn't exactly a founding father because the founding fathers. Basically put the country together in the 1770s. Yes. He wasn't even born till 1809.
Yeah.
So, yeah, little different. Unless you consider the founding of this country to have lasted 100 years or so.
Or unless you consider the fact that after the Civil War was when the real air quote country started.
Yeah.
So he would have been a founding father that way.
And I don't know whether it was or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know that during the Civil War the country did change a lot in terms of the states being in charge of almost everything to the federal government suddenly telling the states, well, you know,
we can do that a little bit better. So let's
what you can and can't do
based,
you know, but on the other hand, it's all the people. It's just that as one of our callers said earlier, it wasn't necessarily meant to be an incredibly strong federal government.
No, it was not.
Just, you know, it's the United States. And so we had all these states. It's a lot like the European Union would be in that you have certain things like you have the same currency and you have the same languages and things like that. But European Union saying the same languages, that was a bad idea. But anyway, in the United States, we have the same language in every state. Things like that are great. But still, I kind of preferred the days when if you crossed the state line, you pretty much had to learn a whole new set of rules because it was based on the people who lived there and what they wanted.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, the reason a lot of that went away is because some states said, well, if we get to choose what we want, then we choose that black people don't get to be anywhere white people are. And all of a sudden they said, well, you can't exactly
do that.
Yeah. You can't exactly violate human rights.
Yeah, exactly. All right, as we head into the Independence Day holiday, 4th of July tomorrow, let's try to make 242 a better year.
Why not?
Let's try to be better.
Why not?
Every year, just try to be better. And as a country...
Good grief, it's been 41 years since the bicentennial.
I know, how crazy is that? That's when I start to feel old.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for bringing that up in the show. Rush Limbaugh comes up after national and local news. Michael Savage at 1 o'clock, Nate Shellman at 3. Keep it right here on 670 KVOI. Have a safe 4th, everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday.